Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Friday, the 2nd of May, 2014. Getting back into the rhythm of recording a few audio boos a week. So, an article was published about me in the Irish Independent yesterday about how I managed to feed the family on a budget of €70 for our food for a week. Add in nappies, cleaning materials and bin tags and charges and other bits and pieces, and it works out that we have €90 a week to spend on the household. And got a fairly reasonable enough-ish reaction to it yesterday, nothing any more than I expected. And then today, The Independent shared it on their Facebook page. Oh my goodness. I don't know what has me more surprised. I mean, look, I understand that this way of life is not for everybody, and I'm not so sure if my collar wasn't pinned to the wall, would I do it? I actually wrote about this a little bit on Wednesday. Would I still live on this type budget if I absolutely had to? Well, the short answer is no. The long answer is, if things start to improve, we're probably still going to have to live like this for a considerable length of time, unless things significantly improve, because we do still have a commitment to pay our mortgage, and that is really important because we entered into an agreement to pay the mortgage. We borrowed money from the bank, so we have to pay that back. Anyway, the reaction on the Facebook page from The Independent is, you can hear me kind of trying to articulate and explain what the reaction has been. There was one poster who said that they felt that €70 a week on food would barely cover the cost of their meat for the week, and my stomach just aches at the thought of spending €70 a week on meat for a family of five. I actually don't think that we would be able to get through that much meat in a week. My head's shaking here. I don't understand that one. There was another poster who said that they spent about €180 a week for a family of five, and if I thought I could get their shopping budget down, to feel free to contact them and to do their shop for them. Well, that was very kind of them. I have my hands full taking care of my own family. However, there's plenty of tips and tricks on the website and in this book that I happen to have written. I actually think that an awful lot of the comments on The Independent Facebook page, that they may not have actually read the article that The Independent shared, or they may not have visited the blog before. So it's understandable that it would get kind of quite a fierce reaction from people who didn't understand why someone would have to live on that little or that small amount of food for a week. And then there was the individual who said that if I fed my family on €70 a week, I must be feeding my kids slop. Clearly somebody who hasn't visited the website or doesn't know kind of what the whole Wholesome Ireland thing is about. That just makes me so sad, because they made an assumption about me, and I'm well used to people making assumptions about me, but they made an assumption about a person who feeds their family on €70 a week, and they made a throwaway comment that they must be feeding their family slop. And it just shows that they may not have a grasp of what it's like for families who live on a budget, or what people, the lengths that people go to feed their families well on a budget, and how it was just so demeaning. Like, look, lads, listen, I'm well able to handle all of this. I didn't write this book. I'm in the press, I'm in the newspapers, I'm on radio stations. I'm well used to the comments that people make. But that comment about feeding family slop on €70 a week, I'm just one person. And I'm just one person who's written about how I feed my family on this budget. And sorry, this background noise that you're hearing is coming from my 2-year-old who's just come in for a chat and to root around in the office. But there are tens of thousands of other families who are feeding themselves on this tight budget, and it just shows a complete lack of empathy and understanding of what would drive people to live like this. And that makes me so sad, because there is a huge disconnect between people in society who have and people in society who don't, or the haves and the have-nots, if that's what you want to describe it as. Anyway, for the rest of the day now, I have changed your nappy, do I? Yeah. Oh, he's come up to sing me a song and he wants me to change his nappy. So that's what I'm off to do, and I won't be feeding him slop. For all most good social networks, you can probably find me as Wholesome Ireland, except Twitter, where you'll find me as @wholesomeie, @wholesomeie, and the blog is wholesomeireland.com.